I'm joined right now by the head coach of the Nashville Predators. He was hired in January of 2020. Third head coach in franchise history. He was a national champion as a player at Boston University. Nashville, second in the Central right now. Winnipeg at Nashville tomorrow. John Hines is my guest. John, nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you, John. Thanks so much. You did drop a tough one to Vancouver last night. So let me ask you this. 41 games into the season, how would you describe where the team is at this point?
Well, I think we're in a good spot. You know, one of the things we talk a lot about with our team is having a real strong team identity and a structure and how we want to play. And I think, you know, our foundation of our game is really in place. We have a clear identity. We know how we want to play. We know what gives us the best chance to be able to be a real competitive team and win games. And, you know, I think that's really important as you go through a long 82-game schedule. There's going to be some ups and downs, but I think your culture and your identity are two things that you want to have from training camp into the beginning of the season. And we clearly have that. And I think that's probably been the biggest advantage of us getting off to a good start here halfway through the season.
All right, so that makes sense to me. Let me ask you this. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. When you talk about culture and identity, it seems like from the outside looking in, the culture and identity, at least in part of this team, is mental toughness. Is that, in fact, the case? And how would you describe this team in terms of the mental toughness it has right now?
Well, it is. It's one of the things we've talked about with our team is, you know, I think, you know, we have a couple foundations. One is our competitive spirit that I think when you look at, you know, high level of sports, particularly in the National Hockey League, they, you know, the competitive nature of your team. We've tried to get real competitive guys in our natural competitors on our team. And I think that's important because if you have that, the work ethic, the compete, the consistency with that, it gives you a chance every night to be a hard team to play against and it gives you a chance to win most nights. And I think, you know, the other part is we talk a lot about toughness, mental and physical. You know, there's two components of it. I think one is the physical component, the hard physical confrontations, being able to play in hard environments. And then the other part is the mental part of it is, you know, understanding that the importance of the preparation, you know, in the NHL playing 82 games, a lot of times you're playing back to back, maybe versus a rested team or you're playing three games in four nights. So the ability to be at your best, say when you're not at your best physically, how do you mentally get through that? Do you have good discipline of details when maybe you're not, you know, feeling 100% in your game and you're going through the grind of the season? And I think probably most importantly is game to game and in game is, you know, understanding that there are times where you have to be able to come from behind. There's going to be momentum swings in games, but really staying with it as a group and understanding, that toughness is king, mental and physical. And I think when you have that, those two components, the rest of your skill sets can come out and your talent is able to come out through that.
I actually love that response. There's so much in that is so good to me. John Hines joining us. I love the response that toughness is king, mental toughness, physical toughness. And I love this notion also, and it comes up quite a bit, John, that, you know, when you're motivated, you'll do good work, but the motivation's not always there. You have to do some of your best work when you feel worst. Something else that I thought was really interesting, during the shutdown itself, you were having coffee with your players on the back porch, trying to get to know them, trying to connect with them. But I thought you made a really interesting point with The Athletic recently that it's one thing to have these conversations, but unless you're going through the highs and the lows that come with going through a season and dealing with that adversity, you can't really develop these really high-level relationships, right? Like, how did you approach that, and how effective was it to have coffee and talk to the guys without going through the highs and lows?
Yeah, Jim, I agree. It's a real interesting experience I went through going through it. You know, I am a big believer, though, that trust is built and the relationships are built in the fire. When you have the highs and lows, you know, you're happy with players, they're happy with you. Now all of a sudden you're not happy with what's going on, or your team's not playing the way it needs to play. Or say individuals are playing really well. You know, you have those reinforcements of trying to get them to continue to play well and stay hungry. And then there's other times where some of your guys are, you know, they're going through a little bit of a lull, or their details or their intensity of effort has slipped. And those are harder conversations to be able to go through. But I think that, you know, the first part was trying to use the break, you know, in a situation where you can have more casual conversations, more of those, you know, get to know them a little bit more as people, see what their, you know, their background is, their family, you know, in a non-competitive environment where that is one part of the relationship building part of it is just getting to know them and also having them over to your house and seeing you as the coach outside of the rink, outside of the games, outside of that coaching persona that you have, you usually when you're all at work together. So I think that was a real benefit that I think I'd like to be able to continue to do. But it was trying to use the break stoppage to be able to communicate and stay connected with the guys. And then the other part is, you know, we're going through it right now. I mean, we've had a very good first half of the season. We've won a lot of games in a row. We've had a lot of things go well for us. And now, you know, we've lost four games in a row, and some of the details in our game have slipped. And how are we going to be able to work through this and get out of it? And now we've had a lot of good times this season, but now we're going through the part where there is that little bit of adversity, and have some honest conversations and some meetings that, you know, they're not all positive in the sense of, hey, here's what we want. A lot of it might be now, hey, these are things we need to improve upon, and we got to have a man's conversation. And, you know, that to me is where you really can become, I think, connected and trust and handle things the right way. And that's really where it's forged.
Wow. John Hines joining us. Let me ask you really quickly. So, like, as the leader, the guy's front and center, and you have to have those kind of man conversations, those hard conversations about the slippage in the attention to detail or some complacency. Like, John, let's be real. Like, do you as the leader ever have any of those similar issues? And if so, does somebody have a hard conversation with you, or do you just have a hard conversation with yourself and recalibrate?
It's a good question. You know, the answer is yes. I think that's all human nature, right? Where if things are going well, sometimes there are times where you kind of let it ride a little bit because things are really in place. So, you know, you don't have to be on it all the time. And it's a little bit of things are on the train's on the tracks and it's going the right way. You just kind of just tweak it a little bit. Then there are times, I think, as a coach, yeah, you have to look at yourself, or whether it's yourself or your assistant coaches, the strength coach, whoever it is. I think part of leadership as a head coach is you have to be on top of everything all the time. And, you know, if you start to slip, it's either you know it if you're a highly motivated person that wants to succeed. Same thing with the players, but I think we all do. There might be times where I have to have a discussion with a general manager. He's not happy with certain things, or, you know, whether it's maybe it's my communication with him at times where he needs more. So I think we all need it. We all need to be coached. We all need to understand you can only get better, you know, if you're willing to be coached, or you're willing to have some hard conversations, whether you're giving them or they're given to you. That's part of growth and getting better. But I think, you know, you try to do when you're coaching at this level, you know, every day you wake up, you know, what I've learned is that, you know, there are really no days off. You know, I think there may be no practice or no meetings, but you've got to be on every day, and you've got to manage your energy and manage your mindset the right way to give yourself the best chance to maintain success.
All right, so we're short on time, but I'm really curious about that. How do you manage your energy if you're on every single day? What's a good tactic for that?
I think it's important that you can delegate and communicate with your staff, that you're not overloading yourself with some of the minutia of certain things. You have to have a good staff and delegate to your staff. I think it's really important too, also as a coach, that, you know, you have to stay fit. I think exercise is a big key. You have to make sure that you're able to get your rest. And I think your diet and nutrition, I think all those components are really important to help you maintain the energy and the stamina that you need day in and day out.
Let me guess, hydration.
Hydration is a big one, you know, water and maybe a glass of wine every night, but
good.
You know, that's only with dinner, right? You got to enjoy something.
I get that. Listen, John, I wish, first of all, I'm thrilled with that conversation. I wish we had even more time. Tell me we can do this again, because I've got about 30 follow-up questions to all of that I want to hit you with, but I appreciate the time we just had. Thank you so much, and let's be sure to do that again.
All right, thank you. I'd love to. Appreciate it.
That was great, John. Thank you very much. All business, but really interesting. Really interesting. I love that stuff. And by the way, when I mentioned to you the side hustle to the side hustle, the reinvention project with Jim Rome, this is what we talk about, things like that. That stuff that I got into with him on the back end about high performance, motivation, fighting off complacency, grit, battling, work ethic, mental toughness, being at your best on days when you feel like crap. That's what we do on the reinvention project with Jim Rome. Look for that, the side hustle to the side hustle. 30 some odd episodes live right now.